Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Caitlin with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, changes to Queensland legislation have left many IVF patients in distress after requirements cancelled treatments. The Assistive Reproductive Technology Act 2024, which passed in September of last year, altered the information required for the usage of donor sperm. This resulted in more than 10 patients being told by Queensland Fertility Group and Monash IVF that their current treatment plans had to be cancelled, before reversing the decision mere days later. According to the ABC, Queensland Health's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Catherine McDougall, sent a letter to IVF providers on Friday in which she said the new regulatory scheme was not intended to be a barrier to people receiving treatment. Currently, the legislation is still enforceable.
The Queensland government has committed to protecting at-risk populations of purple-necked wallabies in northern Queensland. The program, expected to cost the government around $364,000, aims to fund environmental improvements to private pastoral land north of Mount Isa. The main goal of the program is to encourage plant diversity and new growth in the region through the implementation of a fire management plan alongside controlled burns. The program is a collaboration between the state government, Indigenous traditional owners, and pastoralists. The conservation program is expected to run for 4 years, with monitoring of the population to be undertaken annually.
In national news, a new species of octopus has been discovered and named this week. The Carnarvon flapjack was found off the coast of Western Australia by scientists in 2022 and is the most recent to be named by the CSIRO. The Carnarvon flapjack is characterised by its ability to flatten out its body. Only found in northwestern Australian waters, the Carnarvon flapjack is a rare octopus, and scientists have said thousands more of the specimens found in West Australian waters are yet to be examined and potentially named.
The National Indigenous Art Fair will return to Sydney for this year. It marks the sixth time that the city has hosted the event. Held in the first week of NAIDOC, the fair is expected to feature over 100 artists from more than 30 remote art centres from across the country. Peter Cooley, First Hand Solutions Aboriginal Corporation Chief Executive Officer, conveyed that the fair was not just about buying art, it was about connection, culture, and creating real opportunities for our mob. This year's theme is The Next Generation, Strength, Vision, and Legacy, with renowned Indigenous artists such as Regina Pilowick Wilson featuring their work. The fair opens July 5th and will be held at the Overseas Passenger Terminal in Sydney.
In international news, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has called for Israel to be banned from Eurovision after the country's second place standing at the international singing competition on Saturday. The competition, which is organised by the European Broadcasting Union, has been under fire since its decision to ban Russia from the competition in 2022 for their invasion of Ukraine, but for their avoidance of the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestine. Pedro Sanchez has made the public a statement stating that there should not be double standards at the competition. The Spanish PM also expressed solidarity with the people of Palestine who are experiencing injustice of war and bombardment.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with some showers expected tonight. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.